This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. Safe to say, but let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime.
Good morning, world. How are we all? Great. That's fantastic news. Well, it is Friday, the 24th of October, 2025. It's the start of Labour weekend and a long holiday, but never worry, never fear. John Redman is here in Studio One, bringing you a live program of easy jazz. Yeah, I did say I was going to be here, didn't I, last week? Well, I'm here. No one else here but me. Nobody here but us chickens. Anyway, hey, it's amazing how many people are on the road today. Seem to be a lot of vehicles towing trailers coming over today via Clive. And, of course, the Horse of the Year show is on. Saw that as I came past today. Anyway, stop chatting on, Redman. Right, here we are. And are you listening on your radio? 1431, 1431 AM or 104.7 FM? Good. If you're not, you're probably on a smart device. And you've gone to www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz and you're listening to the live stream. Okay, let's start off with the last track of last week where you only got a little bit of, you did really, you probably only got a bar of it last week. So let me introduce it because you're going to get it in full this week. Cry Me a River. A song written by Arthur Hamilton, first published in 1953, made famous in 1955 by the version of the song by Julie London. And in 2001, the Julie London version of Cry Me a River was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. Yeah, did you know that? In case you've forgotten how it sounds, here is Julie London singing Cry Me a River as recorded in 1955 for Liberty Records. She has Bernie Kessel on the guitar and Ray Leatherwood is on the bass. Julie London, Cry Me a River. Nobody can do it like this.
The long night through, well, you can cry me a river being so untrue. Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head, while you never shed a tear. Remember, I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Well, just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you. I cried a river over you. I cried a river over you.
As I say, no one, you bet no one, could actually sing that song the way that Julie London sang it in the way that you've just heard. You've got to admit that. You really must admit that. And that backing of the guitar and the bass, I mean, it just helped to make the whole thing, didn't it? I mean, when you bear in mind that that was a recording that was made in 1955. And anyway, look, I've got a few ladies coming up to begin the programme this week. Here's the next one, a British singer called Claire Teal, and she wrote a song that she called Falling For You. And just for your listening pleasure, here she is singing it. Claire Teal is the lady. And the song is Falling For You.
I can see my love so warm.
That was a very pleasant song, wasn't it? It was written by the lady who sang it, and her name is Claire Teal, T-E-A-L, and she recorded that version of her own song in 2004. A nice backing, too, with the violin. Yeah, OK, well, here's another lady. Oh, boy, I've got to tell you this. This week in my music room, I got together all my Christmas jazz albums ready because it's not long now before Christmas, is it? And I guess I shall start playing some Christmas jazz around the end of November, I suppose, right up until about Christmas. But yeah, I've got them all ready, all in order, ready for you at the end of November. Okay, here's the third lady. English-born violinist, singer, composer and bandleader. Her name is Amy Oprenova. Now, she was born in the UK of Bulgarian heritage. And when she was four, her parents returned to Sofia in Bulgaria. And during that time, so she didn't lose her English. The parents continued to speak to her in English and in Bulgarian. And she did quite a lot growing up. As an adult, she returned to the UK and she began singing and recording there. And I've got one of the recordings of Amy's coming up right now. This one was recorded in 2017. And backed by a solo guitar, please listen to Amy Oprenova as she sings this 1937 ballad written by Ned Washington and Hoagie Carmichael. And the song is called The Nearness of You. The singer is Amy Oprenova.
The pain that excites me, the thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversations that thrill this sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. In the night,
thought that was quite a nice. It wasn't the best recording I've heard, I must admit, but Amy Oprinova, she's got a couple of kids now, and I think I mentioned before, she's a fantastic chef. I keep in touch with Amy over social media, and she's amazing. I mean, I said she was a violinist. She became one of the top classical violinists in Bulgaria. And, you know, at her age, to become a top violinist and a singer and a composer and a band leader, well done you, Amy Oprinova. And she sang for us, of course, The Nearness of You. And just with that lovely guitar backing her, I thought that was a very nice track. Now, I haven't played any cowboy jazz for some time, have I? But I'm going to play you cowboy jazz right now. This track comes from the album Cowbop California Swing. And it features Bruce Foreman on guitar, Pinto Pammy on vocals, David Wise on cornet, Alex King on bass, Jake Reed on drums. And mix it all together, and they're going to bring us Bruce Foreman's arrangement of a 1929 song written by Cole Porter. And the song that you're going to hear from this cowboy jazz album is called What Is This Thing Called Love?
What is this thing called love? This funny thing called love. Just a who can solve its mystery? Why should it make? In the heaven above, well, this thing called love. This funny thing called love. And just who can solve it? Such a fool of me. You know that I saw you there one wonderful day, and you took my heart and you just threw it away, and that's why I as the Lord he
What is this thing called love? That was the name of the tune. Of course, it was written in 1929 by none other than Cole Porter. And the musicians who performed it for us there, Bruce Foreman on the guitar, Pinto Pammy. Now, Pinto Pammy is Bruce's wife, Pammy Foreman. She did the vocals, David Wise Cornett, Alex King on the bass, Jake Reed on the drums. And I like that form of jazz. They call it cowboy jazz or cow bop, but I think it's very nice. I've got, I think, four of their albums all called some form of cow bop. But that one was nice, wasn't it? Okay, one of the good things about being in the studio or indeed in the station on your own is I can leave the door to the studio open and I can sing along, and there's nobody that I can interrupt because I'm the only one here. So I don't have to bother about or worry about who's in Studio 2 or Studio 3. Good, eh? Not bad at all. The time is now 10:30 a.m. on this Friday, the 24th of October, 2025. And I've got to say hello to you listeners, no matter where you are, whether you're local, somewhere in New Zealand, or indeed somewhere else in this great big world of ours. Thank you for tuning in again to me and my show, Easy Jazz with John Redman. Next, I've got a recording made in Los Angeles on the 3rd of November, 1955. And it features Carl Perkins on piano, Gerald Wiggins on the organ, Harry Edison on trumpet, Illinois Jacquette on tenor sax, Irving Ashby on guitar, Curtis Counts on bass, and Al Barrett on drums. And this one is, you ready for this, Gene? This is a real toe-tapper, because the tune that the band is going to play is one that was written by Andy Rassav and Fats Waller. And can you guess what it's called? No? Okay, I'll tell you. Here, the band is going to play for us Honeysuckle Rose. Thank you. Yeah, well, I told you it was a toe-tapper, and it certainly was, wasn't it? I mean, not much. You didn't get much of the organ there, of course, but you got a lot of Carl Perkins on the piano. Let me just go through the musicians on that again. That was recorded on the 3rd of November in 1955, and I reckon that the 50s was probably the best period, the best decade for singers like Sinatra and various others. And also, although it was bebop was in, there were still musicians who were playing what I call easy jazz, and that was an easy jazz recording. As I say, 3rd of November 1955, Carl Perkins on piano, Gerald Wiggins on organ, Harry Sweets Edison on the trumpet, Eleanor Jacquette on the tenor sax, Irving Ashby on guitar, Curtis Counts on bass, and Al Barrett on the drums. Honeysuckle Rose. Now, the next one comes also from a recording made in Los Angeles in 1955. And this one was done by the Oscar Moore Quartet. Oscar Moore is on guitar. Carl Perkins is again on the piano. Joe Comfort is on bass, and George Jenkins is on the drums. And what they're going to play for us is a tune written by the guitarist Oscar Moore. And the name of the tune, so simple, it's called Oscar's Blues. Another good toe tapper, I think. That was another Los Angeles 1955 recording. Oscar Moore on guitar, Carl Perkins piano, Joe Comfort bass, and George Jenkins on the drums. And the tune, of course, was called Oscar's Blues. Oscar Moore, of course, at one time was the guitarist with the Nat King Cole Quartet. See that music, that mid-1950s music? Of course, music has always been written, not perhaps opera, but sort of jazz has always been, and pop, has always been written because people used to dance. They actually held each other. And that music that came out in the sort of 1950s, a lot of that music was written because what happened then was the younger generation were doing the jive. And if you listen to the music, you could just, I mean, I could imagine, you know, kids driving. I was probably one of them kids myself. Anyway, get on with it, John. It's 10:45. Don't forget, I don't stop for news, sport and weather at 11. I just carry on. And you'll have to wait until noon to get news, sport and weather. Hello, Dolly. That's the title of a popular musical of the same name. Music and lyrics by Jerry Herman. Now, Louis Armstrong was, what's the right word to say? He was got at by his manager to make a demonstration of Hello, Dolly. And in December 1963, for the song's publisher to use to promote the Broadway show, Louis Armstrong's recording of Hello, Dolly became the most successful single of Armstrong's career. And he actually got a gold platter for it. The song spent 9 weeks at the top of the charts, and it also made Louis Armstrong the oldest artist ever to get to number one on the charts. Now, I'm sure you've heard Louis Armstrong's Hello, Dolly. I'm sure you have. Well, you're going to hear it again now anyway. So, for your listening pleasure, here is Louis Armstrong singing for us Hello, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly. This is Louis, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You looking swell, Dolly. I can't tell, Dolly. You still blowing, you still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room swaying, but the band's playing one of our old favorite songs from way back when. So take a rap, fellas, find an empty lap, fellas. Dolly, never go away again.
As a man.
That was me imitating Louis Armstrong. Anyway, 1963, Louis Armstrong recorded that, and I've given you all the information anyway. Just how it spent.
Your Apple Music Library.
What? There are people talking to me somehow. I don't know how they are. Maybe I've been hacked. 1963, December. That was released, and that recording was huge, absolutely massive. And it did a heck of a lot of good for the actual Broadway show of Hello Dolly, too. Okay, Johnny Hartman's coming up next. And we've got Johnny from an album he recorded for ABC Paramount Records in 1966. It comes from an album called Unforgettable Songs. And please listen to Johnny Hartman, backed by a very fine studio orchestra, singing a song he co-wrote with Gerald Wilson. And that song that you're going to hear Johnny sing is called What Do I Owe Her?
She loves me so. How it would hurt her if I should go. If I should run to your arms the way I'm longing to, would it be wrong? What can I do?
That's a Johnny Hartman that you probably have never heard before, that I've dug out of my CD collection. Johnny Hartman, 1966. Album is called Unforgettable Songs. And you just heard Johnny with a very, very fine studio orchestra sing a song he co-wrote called What Do I Owe Her? Very nice. He's got a great voice, that man. Johnny, he probably came along at the wrong time. You know, people like Bennett and Damone, Sinatra and various others were all established. So when Johnny Hartman came along, he had an awful lot of opposition. But, I mean, I think since his death, he's probably been played more often than he was when he was alive. He died from lung cancer. So he obviously had never listened to... Remember that track I played last week? Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Smoke, 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 and you will smoke yourself to death. He probably ignored that one. But he died from lung cancer anyway. But a great singer. It's 5 to 11. I might as well go through my promo quickly here. I can't do a radio show for you unless I give you a promotion about this station that I'm actually doing this program from. Radio Hawke's Bay, we've been around for just over 30 years now. Originally, Radio Kidnappers, a few years ago, rebranded as Radio Hawke's Bay. We broadcast 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Locally, we have two radio frequencies, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. But we also have a live stream that gets all around the world. And we have a website, which is basically our homepage. And to get to that website, what you really you need to have a smart device, you know, a mobile phone, cell phone, you know, a tablet or whatever, laptop, whatever, desktop. And you need to go to a search engine and you type in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. And when you click that, then our website page comes up, our homepage. And on that page is everything you need to know about Radio Hawke's Bay. It gives you our schedule so you can see what programs are on what day during the week and how long they're on for. You can learn about your broadcasters. You can also learn about the Dream Team who keep us running from behind the scenes there. And it's got this magic thing which involves podcast. And if you, again, look at that website of ours, the podcast allows you to listen to a program that you've missed because we've recorded it and put it on the podcast. And all you need to do is you just look it up on the website and you start to type in the name of the program you've missed. And one of these ladders of all different programs will come down. You pick, that's mine. Click on that. It opens up with a date of all the programs that are on the podcast. And you say, that's the one I missed. Click on that and you can hear it. So you don't have to miss anything. We put out about 100 shows a week. We've got about 90-plus broadcasters. We are a community access media station. We're not one of the classic commercial stations at all. We are funded in part by New Zealand On Air and by some sponsors. But we get out. We do get out, and we get out around the world. And you mustn't think that we are a music program, a station. We're not. Yes, we have different types of music. You have me, Easy Jazz, on a Friday morning. My friend Ian Hunt has his jazz program, Two for Jazz, from 4 to 6 on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We have programs with opera music, operetta music, classical music, bluegrass, country and western, pop, rock, traditional, even international music. Because that put together doesn't make up the whole of the output on Radio Hawke's Bay. So again, if you went to that website of ours and look at the schedule, you'll actually see we have a lot of programs that are non-musical. And they cover a vast amount of interest. Now, we always need broadcasters as well, because life being what it is, we do have broadcasters who, for reasons of whatever, ill health, they just don't want to do it anymore. They think they've offered everything they can give. And it leaves us with spaces. So you know what I'm going to say now. Get something to write on and something to write with, because I'm going to give you a phone number. Now, if you have an idea for a program that you feel would be interesting to our listeners, I mean international listeners included, ring this number locally, 06-878-8710. I'll say it again, 878-8710. Talk to one of the Dream Team. Say, I have got a brilliant idea for a program, and you can come in and you can explain to them, this is what I think would be interesting. And who knows, you could be the next new broadcaster here at Radio Hawke's Bay. You don't have to do live programs. Some of us do. A lot of people record their shows. So they would come, if they've got a show going out on, say, a Wednesday, they could come in on a Monday into one of the studios that is vacant, and they can record their show. And then it will automatically be picked up and played at their usual time for that show. So, you know, we've got everything, really. We're a bit ahead of the pace, you know. Anyway, having said that, let's get back to some music on this program of Easy Jazz with me, John Redman. In 1987, MRC, that's EMARCY, MRC Records, released an album called Ray Bryant Plays Basie and Ellington. Now, that title, of course, is self-explanatory. Ray Bryant's going to play stuff written by Count Basie or Duke Ellington. Here's a track from the album. Ray Bryant is on the piano. Rufus Reed is on the bass. Freddie Waits is on drums. And they are going to perform for us a tune written by Neil Hefti for Count Basie in 1957. And the tune you're going to hear, played by Ray Bryant, Rufus Reed, and Freddie Waits, is called simply Teddy the Toad. That tune was called Teddy the Toad, and it was written for Count Basie's orchestra in 1957 by Neil Hefti. It was played for us there by Ray Bryant on piano, Rufus Reed on bass, and Freddie Waits on the drums. And that track came from a 1987 MRC Records album called Ray Bryant Plays Basie and Ellington. Simple, eh? Seems right. Oh, I've got to tell you this. I've said for a few times over a few weeks that I managed to get sort of three of us together. Steve Miller on piano, David Day on bass, and myself doing some vocals. And I'd been asked to do a sort of private lunchtime session by the president of a club. So I sat down and I wrote out a list of songs, but included some, you know, two or three Christmas carols. And also that's supposed to have been in November. And in December, we've been asked to perform at the Magdalenos Room at the Havelock Moss Function Centre at 12 o'clock for an hour in this concert called Round the Piano. Now, the problem I've got, well, if you put our three ages together, Steve, Dave, and I, it comes to 254 years. And the only time I have performed at the Magdalenos Room, I couldn't get onto the stage. And I had to help David Day up onto the stage because he could manage on his own. So if we're going to do that at the Magdalenos Room and we're going to use the stage there, then I'm going to have to think about taking something that we can step on and then step up onto the stage. However, this private thing that we were asked to do, sadly, I got an email yesterday basically to say that they weren't going to use us. In fact, they were going to use a single person. I don't know who the guy is. I've got his name, but I don't know who he is. I presume he might be a comedian. He might be a guitarist, singer. I don't know. But a bit disappointing that they've decided not to use us. Perhaps they thought that we were going to do horrible bebop jazz or something. But anyway, we've lost that one, but we're still looking forward to the one in December and see some of you there. When I did it on my own in February, there were some people in the audience when I did a 40 minutes of a cappella. And that was good to hear. Anyway, shut up, John. Get on with the music. People are here to listen to the music. The Cap Pierce Juggernaut. So I'll say that again, shall I? The Cap Pierce Juggernaut is an American big band jazz ensemble. It is. And it came about because those musicians recorded for Concord Jazz, and an album was released that was called Juggernaut. Now, because the drummer was called Frank Capp and the pianist was Nat Pierce, from then on, they called the band the Cap Pierce Juggernaut. And I have the Cap Pierce Juggernaut ready for you on CD player number one. Have a listen as the band play for us this Cap Pierce Juggernaut, 1977 recording. This is. Have a listen to one of the tracks the band played It's quite a good one. It's a bassy tune, and this time it's not Teddy the Toad. This time, the Cap Pierce Juggernaut are going to play for us the bassy tune, which is called Little Pony. Boy, that knocks along, doesn't it? Ba-ba-dum-bum. Ba-ba-dum-bum.
We'll be right back.
And there was some great big band music there. You've got to admit that was pretty good, wasn't it? Eh? Okay, let me just remind you. The band was called the Cap Pierce Juggernaut. And after Frank Cap, the drummer, and Nat Pierce, who was the pianist. The tune was called Little Pony. And you remember the one I played before? I said that tune, Teddy the Toad, was written for Basie by Neil Hefti. That tune I've just played, Little Pony, was also written by Neil Hefti for Count Basie. Something with, he must love animals. Or he must have loved animals, Neil Hefti. Concord Jazz also released this next number I'm going to play, and that's an up-tempo one as well. It features Gene Harris on piano, Scott Hamilton, one of my favourite tenor players, on tenor sax, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Harold Jones on the drums. And they're going to bring us Gene Harris's arrangement of a song composed in 1918 by Turner Layton and Harry Creamer. So the band, a little band, is going to play for us a tune written by those gentlemen. And the name of the tune is, you recognise this one if you're a jazz fan, it's called After You've Gone. Thank you. Name of the tune after you've gone, composed in 1918. Gene Harris on piano, Scott Hamilton, tenor sax, Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown bass, Harold Jones on drums. And boy, they must have tore up the studio recording that at that speed. But we're going to take it back a little bit now, and we're going to go on and bring you some vocals, some laid-back vocals. Couple of Sinatras coming up too. For Ella is a studio album by the American singer Patti Austin, and it was released in 2002 on the Playboy Jazz Concord Records label. It was recorded in Cologne in Germany. And from the title For Ella, you can guess that Patti Austin is singing songs as a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald. I've selected a track where Patti sings a song written by the Gershwin brothers. The backing is by the very, very famous Westdeutsche Rundfunk Big Band. And the tune is called It's Very Clear Our Love Is Here to Stay.
Stay. Gibraltar made some bone. They're only made of clay. But our love is here to stay.
Wasn't that nice? Yeah, Patty Austin. From her 2002 Playboy Jazz Concord Records album, For Ella, sang for us, Our Love Is Here to Stay. Now, that Westdeutscher Rundfunk big band, Westdeutscher Rundfunk in English means West German radio. So it's the West German radio big band, and they are stationed in Cologne in Germany. And more, they are backing great singers from around the world. That youth orchestra, you know, the San Andro Jazz Band, some of their singers and musicians have actually recorded of late with the Westdeutscher Rundfunk big band. Okay, time for old Blue Eyes. I'm a Fool to Want You is a 1951 song composed by Frank Sinatra, Jack Wolf, and Joel Herron. Sinatra co-wrote the lyrics and released the song as a single on Columbia Records. Now, it's commonly thought that Sinatra did the lyrics to this song because it was all about him going through this stormy marriage to Ava Gardner. But it wasn't, because Sinatra and Gardner didn't get married until 8 months after the song was recorded. So therefore, it is more likely that when Frank wrote the lyrics, he was feeling quite melancholy about his wife, Nancy, who was refusing to grant him a divorce so he could marry Ava Gardner. But anyway, here's Frank Sinatra from 1951 with the Alex Stordahl Orchestra, bringing us this haunting song, which is called I'm a Fool to Want You.
I'm a fool to want you. I'm a fool to want you. To want a love that can't be true, a love that's there for others too. I'm a fool to hold you. Such a fool to hold you, to seek a kiss not mine alone, to share a kiss the devil has known. Time and time again I said I'd leave you, time and time again I went away, but then come the time when I would need you. And once again these words I'd have to say, I'm a fool to want you. Pity me, I need you. I know it's wrong, it must be wrong, but right or wrong, I can't get along without you. Time again, I said I'd leave you. Time and time again, I went away. But then come the time when I would need you, and once again these words I'd have to say, take me back, I love you. Pity me, I need you. I know it's wrong, it must be wrong, but right or wrong, I can't get along.
That would certainly, certainly get to your heartstrings, wouldn't it? If you were a lady listening to somebody sing that to you. She didn't give in, though, for a long time before she agreed, that's Nancy Sinatra, to divorce him and allow him to marry Ava Gardner. And, of course, that marriage was full of rocks, that was. But anyway, that was Frank Sinatra, a 1951 recording of a tune he co-wrote with Jack Wolf and Joel Heron called I'm a Fool to Want You. Here's another Frank Sinatra, but this one's a little bit more upbeat. In this one, Frank sings the 1932 Harry Warren and Al Dubin ballad called You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me. And Frank recorded this in 1955 for one of the tracks on his Songs for Swinging Lovers album. So here's old Blue Eyes again, a bit more up-tempo, with You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me.
Every kiss, every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms. I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. You're getting to be a habit with me.
Yeah, being alone here allows me to sing along, as I say, and sing along I do, and did to that one as well. Frank Sinatra's 1955 recording of Harry Warren and Al Dubin's ballad, You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me. And remember, that's on his 1955 Capitol Records album, called Songs for Swinging Lovers. The time is 11:43. My goodness, we're getting close, you know, to the end of the show. And I'm enjoying myself. Anyway, let's get on with something else, shall we? Okay, the Surrey with the Fringe on Top, as you will well know, you listeners, is a show tune from the 1943 Rodgers and Hammerstein musical Oklahoma. And now, for your listening pleasure, please enjoy the song as recorded in 1997 by the American singer Mary Stallings, that's S-T-A-L-L-I-N-G-S, Stallings. And this comes from her album called Manhattan Mood. She has Monty Alexander on the piano, Ben Wolfe on the bass, and Clyde Lucas on the drums. Stand by for... This is a good recording too. This is Mary Stallings with the Surrey with the Fringe on Top.
And geese better scurry when I take you out in a Surrey. When I take you out in a Surrey with a fringe on top. Watch them ducks and see how they flutter when I drive my high step and strutters. Nosy folks all peek through the shutters and eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown. Dashboard genuine leather. With icing glass curtains, you can roll right down. in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright sidelights winking and blinking. Ain't no finer rig, I'm a thinking. You can keep that rig if you're thinking that you care to swap for the shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in a Surrey. When I take you out in a Surrey with the fringe on top. Watch them ducks and see how they flutter when I drive my high-stepping strutters. Nosy folks all peek through the shutters and their eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather. With eyes and glass curtains you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights winking and blinking. Ain't no finer rig, I'm a-thinking. You can keep that rig if you're thinking that you'd care to swap for the shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top. Can't keep that rig if you're thinking that you'd care to swap for the shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top. On the top. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry. Fringe on top, ooh, on the top, on the top, oh, on the top. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry. Chicks and ducks, geese better scurry. When I take you out in a Surrey with a fringe on top.
Another good one that skipped along nicely as well, didn't it, eh? You know, I've sung that song a few times, and when you listen to it sung by, you know, someone like Mary Stallings, oh, absolutely brilliant. And that was Mary Stallings. She recorded that in 1987. The tune, of course, the Surrey with the fringe on top. Great, great rhythm section. Monty Alexander on piano, Ben Wolfe on bass, Clyde Lucas on the drums. Pretty good, Blood. What are we doing for time? It's 10:02. So I might just get another two in before we actually have to stop and I need to go. Here's another lady singer. This is the late American singer Susanna McCorkle. She's the lady who threw herself off somewhere like the 14th floor of her apartment building. didn't do her much good, did it? But she was a great singer. I'm a great fan of Susanna McCorkle. Anyway, she's going to sing for us They Can't Take That Away From Me, written in 1937 by George and Ira Gershwin. First introduced, of course, by Mr. Fred Astaire in the 1937 film called Shall We Dance? Now, Susanna McCorkle is going to sing it for us. It was released on Concord Jazz, and the album is called Someone to Watch Over Me. And she is backed on every single track on that album, Someone to Watch Over Me, by the Alan Farnham Septet. So here is the late, the lovely Susanna McCorkle with They Can't Take That Away From Me.
Our romance won't end on a sorrowful note, though by tomorrow you're gone. The song is ended, but as the songwriter wrote, the melody lingers on. They may take you from me, I'll miss your fond caress. But though they take you from me, I still possess the way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me, the way your smile just be. The way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. My life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. Thank you. on the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of
She was a really good singer, and she had troubles, mental troubles, for a long time throughout her life. And she, as I say, she sadly took her own life, but she did a lot of recording, did Susanna McCorkle. And I probably got, if not everything, nearly everything she ever recorded. Just to listen to the voice, just a beautiful voice, and put to a beautiful song too. The 1937, They Can't Take That Away From Me by George and Ira Gershwin. And a great backing by the Alan Farnham Septet as well. Anyway, the album was called Someone to Watch Over Me, put out by Concord Records in 1998. Well, look, it is Friday, the 24th of October, and God willing, I will be back in a week's time, which will be the 31st of October, 2025. I'll thank you now for listening, folks. If you didn't listen, I wouldn't broadcast. And it's really the fact that people do contact me by email or messenger or whatever, text, whatever, and say, yeah, really enjoyed the show. Remember, I said before, you can please some of the people all the time. You can please all the people some of the time, but you can't please all the people all the time. But I do my best every week to give you a wide spectrum of different types of easy jazz. So I want you to be careful out there. It's a holiday. Enjoy the rest of the holiday. And you poor people who have to work, I hope they're paying you well for it. We'll go out with a song called The Joint is Jumping, written by Andy Rassaf, Fats Waller and J.C. Johnson. In 1937, the recording I've got was made in 1988 by Jack Sheldon on vocals and trumpet, Ray Sherman on piano, Doug McDonald on guitar, Dave Stone bass, Gene Estes on the drums. Only a couple of bars, but it'll be the first one next week. The Joint is Jumping. Remember to love the ones that love you, because they will love you back so much more. God bless you all. See you next week. Jack Sheldon, This Joint is a Jumping.
This joint is jumping. It's really jumping. Come on, cats, check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping. Piano thumping, dancers bumping. This here spot is more than hot. In fact, the joint is jumping. Check your weapons at the door.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.